This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri's minimum wage will rise by a dime to $7.35 an hour next year. For the past several years, Missouri has followed the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. That's because the federal rate was equal to or greater than the state's minimum, which is adjusted annually based on the cost of living. But inflation has now pushed Missouri's minimum wage above the federal standard. The new wage is posted on the State Labor Department's website. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry expressed concern yesterday that Missouri's new minimum wage could put it at a competitive disadvantage. It said Illinois will be the only neighboring state with a higher minimum wage than Missouri. The chamber wants legislators to repeal the automatic increase to Missouri's minimum wage. For the second year in a row, the March of Dimes has given Missouri a grade of C in its annual state rankings of premature birth rates. As Veronique LaCapper reports, factors including maternal smoking, lack of access to health care, and obesity are to blame.
The director of newborn medicine at St. Louis Children's Hospital, Dr. F. Sessions Cole, calls preterm birth a major problem for our region. Cole says babies born too soon can have serious problems with their lungs, liver, or kidneys. They can have trouble defending themselves against infection, and he says their brains may not be ready for life outside the womb.
Even though they may not develop acute brain problems within the first month after birth, sometimes these babies can encounter problems with learning, with coordination, with speech and language. It may not be noted until they get into kindergarten.
Cole says mothers who are able to carry their babies to term should always do so. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Heart of Missouri Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, is expanding its services to Callaway County. KBIA's Connor Wist reports.
The expansion will bring to Callaway County volunteers who are trained to advocate for abused children in court. Columbia resident Laura Nauser has volunteered with CASA for 5 years. She says she sees a great need for better advocacy for abused children going through the legal system.
That's really where I think the advocates come and are extremely important, because we give that kind of a third-party look at what's going on with the child.
Program coordinator Kelly Hill says the grant provides funds to help recruit more volunteers for Callaway County.
Our mission has always been to serve both counties so that we can serve kids in our whole jurisdiction. But due to some limited funds and staff time, we haven't been able to do that.
Nauser says each CASA volunteer is paired up with one child who's going through the court. She says that single case basis model sets the organization apart from the other nonprofits. Heart of Missouri CASA is only one out of 22 programs throughout the state. Connor Wist, KBIA News.
A legislative committee wants Missouri to hire a company to review state employees' salaries and benefits. Marshall Griffin has details.
GOP Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City sits on the joint committee created to review state employee wages. He says whoever they hire would do a total review of Missouri's compensation package, including hourly wages, monthly salaries, benefits, and days off.
The way I understand it, the last time this has been done is 1984. So we're well due for one of these. In private business, you would want to do one of these about every 10 years.
Kehoe says they want to make sure that state workers who are doing a good job are taken care of, and that Missouri taxpayers are getting a good return on their investment. The review will need funding, though, which the full legislature may or may not approve. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Five of the former highest-ranking members of the U.S. Armed Forces visited veterans at the Truman VA Hospital yesterday. The five enlisted military advisors are known as the Pinnacle Five.
It's been like 37, 38 years later, and you go, hey, where did it go?
Pinnacle Five started in 2007 to ensure that federal veterans' policies contributed to the health, well-being, and morale of troops. With each of the Pinnacle Five being from a different military branch, the group shared some laughs yesterday with former veterans staying at the hospital.
You would have joined the Coast Guard if you had enough time, right?
No.
He likes the Navy. He's already cast his vote.
Vince Patton is the 8th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. He says Pinnacle 5 is all about raising awareness.
We now feel that we've taken the jobs that we did on active duty into the civilian side to look after our veterans, and as well as concerns about transitioning, people getting out of the service. Are they well prepared for jobs?
Veterans United Home Loans is a Columbia-based nonprofit organization that helps veterans finance homes. It sponsored a 3-day Pinnacle 5 visit in Columbia. The Pinnacle 5 members will be speaking at a breakfast today to honor veterans. A new report says Missouri gained about 13,000 non-farm payroll jobs in October. Meanwhile, the state's unemployment rate held steady at 6.9%. The State Department of Economic Development released those figures yesterday. The report also shows the civilian labor force in Missouri grew by almost 12,000 from September to October. The labor force consists of people with jobs, but also those who are unemployed by actively looking for jobs. October's biggest job increases were in the professional and business services sector, which added 6,700 jobs. The trade, transportation, and utilities sector grew by more than 5,000, while hospitality and leisure added jobs as well. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.